朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们那天还在讲到说，教会很多孩子都去同样一个 Amy 老师家学钢琴。
The other day we're saying that many of our children learn from the same piano teacher.
为什么有的孩子弹得很好，有的孩子弹得不好？
But then some excel and some don't.
弟兄姊妹在乎操练。
It's up to their practice.
我从小其实很喜欢音乐，虽然我五音不全。
Even though I cannot carry a tune, but I love music.
我记得我小的时候，这个因为我们那个时代是没有什么人家里面有钢琴的。没有什么有风琴，更不要说钢琴了。
Because when in my childhood there was hardly any family who have organ or piano.
可是我从小就很羡慕会一种乐器。
But I always admire someone who knows how to play an instrument.
所以我那时候就常常站在旁边看我们的老师或看我们同学在那个风琴上面，哇，那样弹，好羡慕他们。
So I often stood by my teacher or friend who were able to play piano.
那我记得大的时候我们结婚以后有一次在我们家有一个福音聚会。
I remember after we got married, one time there was a gospel meeting at my house.
那有一个姊妹，她非常会弹吉他。那天她弹吉他，我们唱福音诗歌。
And that day, a sister was playing guitar and was singing gospel hymn.
那聚完会的时候呢，我就把那个吉他呢抱在我的身上啊，姿势都对了。
And after the meeting, then I took up my guitar and my poise, my position was all correct.
甚至还把一只脚踏在板凳上面，什么姿势都摆对了。
I even lift one leg and everything just looked great.
我到现在都能够想象到那个心里面那个不过瘾的感觉，那种遗憾的感觉。
And I could still feel the sorrow in my heart at the moment.
我拥有的琴，我拥有的一切对的姿势，可是我却没有办法去发表我心中那个伟大的感情。
I have a good guitar and then I posed correctly, but yet I could not express my feeling.
因为我没有机会去操练它。
And I have no chance to practice it.
弟兄姊妹啊，所有任何方面，你要能够驾轻就熟，你要能够真正享受他的祝福。
Anything you want to excel and be blessed,
背后一定有操练。
Requires practice.
那圣经上说到敬虔，居然是要操练。
And the Bible says train.To be godly.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
Says physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，敬虔是需要操练的。
So we need to train ourselves to be godly.
这个有一次练习的弟弟啊，他是篮球校队，他教我两个儿子打篮球。
One time, my brother-in-law taught my sons to play basketball.
那时候两个孩子还很小，刚刚开始学篮球。
And my kids were young; they were starting to learn basketball.
我就听到他舅舅对两个孩子讲，他说：“你知道这个 NBA 的球员 Mike Jordan 他们怎么样子练球吗
？”And I overheard my brother-in-law told them, "You know how NBA players like Michael Jordan how they practice?"
因为孩子们一开始练球就很想学他们那种花招啊、转啊，就可以丢啊，哈。啊，这个翻身投篮的，什么都想要学那些这个难度很高的动作。
Because when kids start learning basketball, all they want to do is to do some fancy moves like those players, star players.
他们说，他们这些球员最开始学习的时候，就是你不管在球场任何的一个角度、任何的一个地方，你就是要先练习投篮，能够把它投进去。
But then my brother-in-law told them that. They start out with shooting the basket from anywhere on the court.
他们每一天至少投几百个甚至上千个球，就是从各种的角度丢丢丢丢丢，要学习把它丢进去。
They have to shoot 100 times or even 1,000 times.
最基本的操练完了以后，才开始教你这些复杂的动作。
And this is their basic training.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们今天常常就是羡慕很多那种成果、那种表现。
But today we always admire some fancy results.
但是我们却忽略了背后的事情。
But we ignore what they put their effort behind the scenes.
敬虔决定需要操练。
Godliness requires training.
那我在这边提的五件事情。
So five things we want to train ourselves.
就是当我们在操练敬虔的时候，信心怎么帮助我们
？So how we exercise our faith when we train ourselves to be godly?
信心第一件事情，让我们把这件事情当回事。
faith will cause us to be serious and take this thing seriously.
不然的话，如果你没有用信心的话，很多的道理为什么我们不去实行？因为我们没当回事。
A lot of things we heard, but we don't practice because we do not exercise our faith and we don't take it seriously.
而如果不是政府在这里告诉我们说现在 SARS 正在流行，少进出公共场合，碰到发烧的要跟他保持距离，弟兄姊妹，我们不当回事。
If the government did not warn us about SARS.And then pay attention and stay away from people who have fever. We might not take it seriously.
那政府如果不告诉我们说妇女们最近晚上不要出去，因为最近有一些啊这个暴徒出现强暴妇女，弟兄姊妹，有时候我们忽略这些事情。
If the government did not warn us, women to stay away from the streets at night because there are night stalkers or rapists, we might not take things seriously.
信心不仅仅让我们当回事。
So faith would.Help us to take things seriously.
而且信心让我们在这个贫乏好像很乏味的操练过程里面，让我们还能够持续下去。
And faith will help us to be persistent in mundane practices and routines.
因为很多时候我们都有心愿。
A lot of times we do have the desire.
像我们下个月赞美月31篇赞美的这个祷告。
Like the next month is the month of praise, and we will have 31 passages of praise verses.
我们可能会有心愿想要操练。
We will have desire to practice it.
但是我可以跟你们保证，在操练的过程里面，你一定会碰到觉得很乏味的时候。
But I promise you, you will feel bored or frustrated when you practice.
你会觉得读完了以后 ，nothing happened.
You might feel nothing happened or no feeling.
或者我觉得我不想赞美。
And I don't feel like praising God.
因为姊妹，这个十九节的信心可以让我们持续下去。
And at this moment, only faith will cause us to endure and be persistent.
而且信心能够让我们真正的得到。神所应许的祝福
And faith will enable us to receive the blessing from God
时间的关系我这五个点我不可能提哈，因为这五个点讲到读经上祷告上聚会上奉献上跟侍奉上
So in five areas we can practice in reading the scripture praying to go into the meetings offering and servicing
然后我试着完成头两个好了
I'll try to cover the first two
弟兄姊妹不管是读经不管是祷告这不是我今天的主题啊
Praying and reading the scripture is not my topic today.
要讲读经，我们可以讲好几堂的。
We can spend many Sundays talking about reading the scripture.
我在教会光讲祷告的信息已经起码十几堂了。
I have covered prayer in more than 10 messages.
但是我今天的重点是讲到在敬虔的操练上，我们怎么样子用信心来配合。
But my emphasis is how we practice.Train ourselves to be godly by exercising faith.
我们在座很多的弟兄姊妹常常读经，常常祷告。
Many of us read the scripture and pray often.
太好了。
That's great.
这都是敬虔的操练。
And this is a training in godliness.
这都是敬虔的生活。
And this is a godly life.
但是今天我只要强调说，信心怎么样子在这些的敬虔的事上能够扮演他该有的角色。
But my emphasis is how faith plays role in training to be godliness.
能够给我们带来该有的祝福。
So that it will bring about the blessing.
当我们讲到读经讲到祷告
When we talk about reading the scripture or praying
我们随手敛来就可以敛来好几个为什么要读经为什么要祷告
We can easily list all the reasons we need to pray or read the gospel
甚至我们可以啪啪啪讲得这么快翻译都来不及翻译的
We can talk about it so fast that there's no time to translate
圣经是我们属灵的粮食圣经是我们行路的亮光圣经是神建造的蓝图圣经是我们征战的兵器对不对圣经是你看我讲了这么多
God's words is the bread of life, is the light to my path, and then it's the weapon in spiritual warfare.
少了一个建造的蓝图，对不对？
And it's God's building plan.
还是我们生活的准绳，弟兄姊妹，你讲圣经的重要，每一个人都可以讲。
It's the guidance of our life. There's so many important points.
底下的问题就是 why not? 为什么我们没有读？
But now the question is, how come we don't read the scripture?
弟兄姊妹，当然一方面是因为我们没有真正尝到读经的甜头。
Probably it's because we haven't tasted the goodness of reading the scripture.
你看过小孩子吗？你给他一碗这个红豆西米汤，甜甜的。
Just look at children. If we give them something sweet,
你给他一小块西瓜。
Or a piece of watermelon.
他吃完以后他会说什么
？And after they taste it, they will say.
这个一定都懂，这是生三个孩子的爸爸妈妈都在这，还要。
They'll say more.
还要，他一定讲还要。
They would say more, more.
那弟兄姊妹，那为什么我们都知道读经的重要？为什么我们读经生活不能常常不能持久
？But we all know it's important to read the scripture. Then how come our Bible reading schedule does not last?
我们都知道祷告的重要，但是我们常常忽略祷告。
We all know it's important to pray, but we often neglect praying.
弟兄姊妹，当然一方面我们没有尝到它的甜头。
Probably it's because we did not taste the goodness of them.
它真好，我们就会来。
If they're really good, we will come forward.
它真好的话，人家要。挡住你都挡住不了的。
If they're really good, we have to go forward and nobody can stop us.
就像很多人说信了耶稣很怕，因为要来教会。
Some people say, oh, they are afraid of being Christians because they have to come to church.
我们常常跟他说，你如果真知道什么叫做聚会，那个聚会能够给你带来的好处，就没有人可以拦阻你不来的。
But if they really know the goodness, the benefit of coming to church, then they cannot be stopped.
但是另外一方面是因为我们为什么尝不到甜头？
And then there's another reason why we have not tasted
因为在这一切金钱的操练里面，我们忽略了信心。
Because we neglected faith while practicing.
希伯来书作者在希伯来书第四章第二节告诉我们，他说有很多人一样听了神的话，听得到。
The book of Hebrews chapter 4 tells us that many people have heard the messages.
他说因为但是所听见的道与他们无异。
But the messages that they heard was of no value to them.
为什么两三百个人一起听到，很多人听得到，对他没有帮助
？Like 200 or 300 people will listen to the same message, but this message was of no value to some.
当我们在敬拜的时候，圣灵明明在这里运行，可是有人好像绝缘体一样，没有感觉。
When we worship God, the Holy Spirit was here, but then some just could not feel a thing.
他告诉我们那个原因，就是因为没有信心与所听见的道调和。
But then the book of Hebrews tells us because those who heard did not combine it with faith.
弟兄姊妹啊，太多的基督徒读经，他们非常忠心的读经。
Many Christians faithfully read the Bible.
太多的弟兄姊妹祷告，他们非常认真的祷告。
Many Christians faithfully pray.
但是很多的时候，我们动口，我们却没有动情。
But a lot of times we use our mouths, but we did not use our heart.
我们开口祷告，我们迫切祷告。
We pray with our mouths.
可是我们的情感，我们没有动。
But we did not use our heart or our emotion.
那我们动了情了，却不见得动信心。
We use our feeling, but we did not exercise our faith.
弟兄姊妹，这是经历的话，我相信你们真有经历，就知道我在说什么。
I'm sure if you have the experience, you know what I'm talking about.
一个人可以大声疾呼的祷告，甚至流泪的祷告。
A person can pray out loud, even with tears.
但是却没有信心在里面。
But yet, there's no faith in their prayer.
因为那是他一个当时情绪的发泄。
Because it was only an emotional expression.
他非常的愁苦，他向神呼求。
Because the person might be in deep grief, and then he's crying out to God.
他非常的受伤，他向神这个痛苦。
Or he's deeply hurt, and he wants to show his
sorrow. 他有一个很大的需要，他在那里呼求。
And he has a great pain, a need, and then he's crying out.
不见得有信心在里面。
But yet, there's no faith in it.
啊，听了一篇道，我们觉得非常的满足。
Sometimes we're satisfied when we hear a message.
但是不见得在信心里面接受。
But we might not receive it in faith.
弟兄姊妹，有信心跟没信心在敬虔的生活里面差太多了。
It will make a drastic difference with faith or without faith.
读经，我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，读经最重要的一件事情。
I often remind brothers and sisters the most important thing when we read the Bible.
借着读圣经来遇见那位说话的神。
That through reading the scripture we meet God who is speaking through the book.
圣经上斩钉截铁地告诉我们，圣经是神的话。
Because the Bible clearly tells us that the scripture is words of God.
圣经都是神的灵所默示的，是神吹过气的。
All the Bible scriptures is breathed.Upon by the Lord, inspired by God.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，当我们打开圣经读，跟我们坐在主的面前听主对我们说话，这是两个不同的境界。
So read, open up the Bible and reading and listening to what the Lord has to say to us are two different things.
那为什么我们常常不想读圣经呢
？Why is that? Sometimes we don't feel like reading the scripture.
因为我们把它当一本书，当一个教训。
Because we treat it like a book, like some doctrine.
没有那个个人的关系，没有 personal relationship.
And there's no personal relationship in reading the Bible.
为什么孩子们忍不住的要上 IM 去看 email?
Why is that? Young people love to read read the email or go on IM.
因为每一个 IM 的 window pop up 的时候是一个人，是他认识的朋友。
Because every IM window represents a person, someone they know.
他借着打字，他在跟他交通啊。
Through typing, they're having fellowship.
他为什么会去看 email? 我们在座的弟兄姊妹一天 check email 好几次的，对不对？
Why do we check email many times a day?
因为每一个 email 都说到有人正在想要跟我沟通。
Because every email represents someone who tries to communicate with us.
但是我们常常就是读圣经，却没有把圣经当作神说的话。
But then when we read the Bible, we don't treat it as God wants to talk to us.
我们没有把读经当作神今天要借着我的读经要对我说话。
We don't think that God is trying to tell me something through the Bible verses I read today.
很多弟兄姊妹常常问我说，余弟兄，你读经的秘诀在哪里？
Oftentimes, brothers and sisters will ask me, Brother Yu, what's your secret of reading the Bible?
我说圣经里面讲到读经最好的一句话是以赛亚书55:3。
The best verse to describe reading the scripture is Isaiah chapter 55,
你们当就近我来。
Says, give ear and come to me.
侧耳而听。
Give ear.
就必得活。
Hear me and your soul will live.
弟兄姊妹，这是读圣经最重要的一个态度。
And this is the most important attitude while reading the scripture.
你不是来到圣经面前。
You don't just come before the Bible.
你是来到一位说话的神面前。
You come to God who speaks.
你借着打开圣经。
Through opening the Bible.
让那位今日仍然在说话的神借着圣经对我们说话。
The God who still speaks today speak to us.
我相信在座很多弟兄姊妹都有同样的经历。
I'm sure many of us have similar experience.
在你人生碰到困难，碰到需要做决定的时候。
At a critical moment that you need to make a decision.
你不需要像别人那样翻开圣经纸头随便一指。
You don't need to randomly open up the Bible and point some verse.
你只要照着你每天正常的读经进度，你就发现神那天在圣经里面对我们讲话。
If you just follow your Bible reading schedule,Then you will find God's words, God's guidance.
当我们里面真正对神充满了渴慕的时候
，If our heart is full of desire for Him,
你像读情书一样那样子迫不及待地打开圣经
，Then we will open up Bible as if we're reading a love letter.
你决定发现神今天可以借着你读的圣经来喂养我们
，And you will be satisfied through the verses that you ought to read today.
来满足我们心灵里面的需要
，That our needs will be met.
很多时候我们读圣经。的生活可以被属灵书籍来替代。
A lot of times our Bible reading can be replaced by spiritual books.
这已经是很好很好的基督徒了，对不对？
But those are good Christians already.
至少不是被电视、被 IM、被 video game 替代的。
At least it's not being replaced by video or IM or TV.
现代的 next generation 的人很少人真正好好读属灵的书。
The next generation, it's hard to find anyone in the next generation who reads spiritual books.
我们喜欢读属灵的书，我们喜欢读解经的书。
We love to read our spiritual books or Bible concordance.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，我们却忽略了读主的话。
But yet we neglect God's words.
有人说这些书不是不好、啊。
Those books are not bad.
但是你去读那些书，就好像穿着鞋子去洗脚一样。
But then reading those books is just like washing your feet with shoes on.
或者穿着袜子在那里洗脚。
Or washing your feet with socks on.
没有那么直接的果效，而且不过瘾。
Without direct impact and result.
应该就是直接面对面，坦然地来到神的话语面前。
Rather that we come directly face to face with God.
所有参加过我们教会圣经研读班的都知道，我在每一次上课之前。一定提到读圣经最重要的两件事情。
Anyone who came to my Bible class before knew that I always remind brothers and sisters before every class.
要借着读经遇见那位说话的神。
That we ought to meet the Lord who speaks through reading the Bible.
要借着读圣经，让主的话改变我们的生命，影响我们的生活。
Through reading the Scripture, may the words of God transform our lives and change our lifestyle.
每一次读，如果带着这样子的渴慕
，If every time we read the scripture with such desire and longing，
主耶稣让我遇见你
，Oh Lord, that I want to meet you。
主，我的心渴慕你，求你对我说话。
And my heart longs for you. Please speak to me。
为什么大卫说我切慕你的典章，甚至心碎呢
？Why is that David says my heart is broken from longing your words and ordinances.
难道大卫是为了不懂得怎么做人怎么生活他而心碎吗
Is that because David did not know how to act
no,
and how to behave?
因为他知道话圣经神的话是神那位说话的神
Because he knows that the words are from God who speaks.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
At the beginning, there was the word was with God, the word was God.
你真在神的话里面，我们决定可以遇见神的。
In the word, we will meet God.
所以他想念神的话，就好像想念神一样，想念到他心碎了。
Therefore, he longed for God's words as he longs for God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我真的请求弟兄姊妹，千万不要放弃我们读经的生活。
Don't give up our Bible reading.
你把它当作一件道理，一本书去读的话，我们就是被仇敌骗。
If we're reading it as a doctrine, we're deceived by the enemy.
我们需要在金钱上操练自己。
We need to train ourselves to be godly.
当然，你不需要像高雄有一个弟兄，他真的很可爱。他每次读经的时候，他一打开圣经，先对圣经鞠一躬才开始读啊。
I heard there was a brother in Kaohsiung. Every time he opened up the scripture, he would bow to the Bible before he started reading.
那我想从台湾来的，我不知道中国大陆怎么样。台湾来的，我们从小就是老师一走进教室，班长要说起立。
Because when we were young in Taiwan, we always have to stood up when the teacher entered the classroom.
老师走到讲台上的时候，敬礼，全班跟老师敬个礼。
And then we had to bow to the teacher before class starts.
然后才开始上课。
And then the class would begin.
那这位弟兄他原来是当老师的，他说我上课学生跟我敬礼，我现在来到神的面前，我当然跟神敬礼啊。
And then so this brother says, I used to be a teacher, and then the students will bow to me before class starts, and now before I read the Bible, I want to bow to God.
我们不需要学他外面的动作，但是我们应该佩服，应该学习他敬虔的态度。
We don't have to learn the form, but we need to learn from his attitude.
为什么有的人一打开圣经，就好像把天打开来了一样？
Some people, when they open up the Bible, as if they open up heaven.
他能够从神的角度看见圣经的话。
That they could see from God's point of view.
好像这么一个开就把天开了，他可以遇见神。
As if this opening of the Bible is an opening of heaven that he could see and meet God.
那为什么许多时候我们打开圣经的时候觉得读不下去？
But then a lot of times when we read the Bible, we can't keep reading.
弟兄姊妹需要操练。
We need to train ourselves.
而在操练里面最重要的一件事情就是信心。
And the most important thing in training ourselves is faith.
我们在信心的里面就近主来，侧耳而听。
Come to the Lord and hear with faith.
弟兄姊妹常常可以借着神，就借着圣经对我们说话。
And the Lord will speak to us through the scripture.
我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
要用信心调和。
That we will combine everything we hear with faith.
一个藕粉，一个灵芝水，冰糖丢进去了。
And then we might have some ingredients to make drinks.
但是冰糖如果你不去搅和它的话。
But if we do not mix them.
它就没有办法进到整个的里面去。
And then the sugar will not.
在我们整个的生活读经也好祷告也好我们聚会里面也好
Whether we're reading the scripture praying or in the meeting
我们常常得不到祝福是因为我们缺少信心
A lot of times we're not blessed because we lack faith
我们得到的祝福有限是因为我们没有好好把信心整个搅和在我们所听见的道所读的圣经里面
Or we receive only limited blessing because we did not combine everything with faith.
当我们真的凭着信心在那里搅和的时候
But if we mix everything with faith.
主我赞美你你说你是我的牧者我必不致缺乏
Lord, I praise you because you told me that you are my shepherd. I shall not have any want.
我就把我一切所缺乏的现在告诉你你要负责供应我
Therefore, I present all my needs before you and then you will be responsible to provide.
他领我到青草地上带我到可安歇的水边
He leads me to green pastures.And acquire waters.
每一节圣经，我们就用信心来调和它。
Let's mix every verse with faith.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will not fear no death.
与我同在。
Because you are with me.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当我们真用信心的时候
，We really exercise our faith.
每一节话都要给我们带来大的祝福。
Every verse will bring about great blessing.
我们可以在这里遇见那位说话的神。
We will meet God who speaks.
我想我今天的信息就停在这里。
I will end my message today.
但是我们读一定要用信心。
But let's use faith.
信心让神的话活过来。
So faith will activate and make alive God's words.
都不是二手货。
So that it's not second-handed.
所有的东西对我们来说都成为真的了。
So everything will become real and live.
虽然我们所领受的讲出来跟别人讲的也都是一样的。
Even though the message that we say,Will be the same as others.
但是经过我们信心以后就不一样。
But after it goes through our faith, it will be different.
它是真实的。
It will become real.
有一个美国人，他很喜欢学中国人绣毛衣啊。
This American person who likes to knit,
like, 毛衣。
Who likes to knit.
那他也很喜欢中国字，所以有一天他跑到餐馆里面去照了相，回来就照着在
里面
编他的毛衣。
And then she loves Chinese characters. So one day she went and take a picture of a certain Chinese character, and she started crocheting her sweater.
啊，做好了以后就很生气，穿着她的衣服到。
And then after she finished, she put on her sweater.
啊，那八个字漂漂亮亮的。
8 characters, very neat, nice.
价钱公道，美味可口啊。
Price is good and it tastes good too.
啊，弟兄姊妹啊，我们读圣经会不会读成这个样子？
I hope we don't read the Bible like this.
别人怎么说，我们照着 copy 就是了。
Whatever people say, we just make a copy.
但是我们从来不知道我们自己在说什么。
But we never know what we're talking about.
可是如果我们是面对面遇见神。
But if we meet God face to face,
弟兄姊妹啊，我们的读经生活会不一样。
Our reading, scripture reading will be different.
我下次讲的时候，连祷告、连聚会、连我们的奉献、我们的侍奉、信心增进去，完全不一样。
Next time, I'll cover our prayer meeting, offering, and service.
就跟冰糖进去了
，everything will be different.
有冰糖跟没冰糖是太大的差别。
Just like with if a cold drink with or without sugar,
it
makes a big difference.
没有冰糖，你怎么搅和它不会甜的。
Without sugar, it will never become sweet.
有信心跟没信心是差太多的。
So it makes a big difference with or without faith.
那么有了信心，再去调和，在信心的里面再去调和，跟不调和又是一个大大不同的果效。
And it makes a difference if we mix it or without mixing with faith.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们在敬虔的里面，在信心的里面来操练敬虔。
In faith, let's train ourselves to be godly.
让我们整个生活不一样。
So that our life will be different.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们的心何等的谢谢你。
Oh Lord, how our hearts thank you.
主啊，就连我们闭眼睛低头祷告的时候。
When we bow our heads and close our eyes.
你都帮助我们知道如何来运用信心。
Help us to know how to exercise faith.
知道我乃是借着信心来到神的面前。
To know that we come before God through faith.
主啊，我们在这里求你帮助我们。
Lord, we're asking that you will help us.
在这一个弯曲悖谬的世代里面。
In this perverse and crooked generation.
当夜也越来越深的时候。
When the night is deep.
我们需要你来保守我们的心，甚至保守一切。
We ask that you will preserve our heart.
救我们远离，也知道如何来逃避一切不敬虔的言行。
Help us so that we will know how to flee from all ungodly chatters and life.
更让我们在信心的里面知道敬虔何等的重要。
And so that we truly know how important it is to live a godly life.
因为它是有今生和来生的应许。
Because it holds promises both for the present life and the life to come.
让我们学会来操练敬虔。
Help us to know how to train ourselves to be godly.
不管我们读经，不管我们祷告。
Whether we are reading the scripture or we're praying.
哦，主耶稣啊，我求你把那个真正的信心赐给我们。
Lord Jesus, we pray that you will give us real faith.
让我们借着读经真来遇见你这位说话的神。
So that through reading the scripture, we get to meet God who speaks.
让当我们每一次祷告的时候，我们真是在圣灵的里面与你来相会。
That every time we pray, we meet you in the Holy Spirit.
我们来聚会的时候，我们真知道神就在我们的中间。
When we come to meetings, we know that God is among our midst.
而让我们在侍奉的时候，我们知道我们无论做什么，是在为主而做。
That when we serve, we know that whatever we do it for the Lord.
主，我们谢谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
特别在这岁末的时候。
Especially in the time of year end.
我们为着过去我们失败的日子，我们亏欠的日子，我们都求你来赦免我们。
We pray that you will forgive all our failures.
求你也帮助我们前面每一个日子在你的面前过得有意义、有价值。
And further help us to live every day ahead of us with meaning and value.
真是将那个活泼的信心赐给我们。
Give us living faith.
让我们生活行事是凭着信心，不再凭眼见。
That we will live by faith, not by sight.
也让我们像摩西一样，如同看见那不能够看见的主。
That we will live like Moses to see God who is invisible.
知道你永远与我们同在。
To fully be assured that you are with us always.
你的眼目从岁首直到年终都在我们的身上。
That your eyes on us from the beginning to the end of the year.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友， 你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。